Acclaimed TV writers David Simon and Eric Overmyer are launching a new series on HBO Sunday called Tremé. It's set in New Orleans, 3 months after Hurricane Katrina. The story is told through the eyes of the musicians, chefs, and Mardi Gras Indians you'll only find in New Orleans, and locals are heavily involved in the production. NPR's Debbie Elliott introduces us to a few of them.
Venture just out of the tourist-packed French Quarter into the Faubourg Tremé neighborhood with its shotgun-style houses, and you'll find a character on just about every corner, and maybe a church or a bar room. It's that New Orleans that the TV show Tremé is trying to capture.
We on our way to the heart of Tremé. Oh, that's a new song. We on our way to the heart of Tremé.
Trumpet player Kermit Ruffins is showing me around in his big black pickup truck. Ruffins owns Sydney's Saloon in the Tremé and invites folks to come by this afternoon for a big boil.
Y'all hanging on, huh?
Yeah, I'm coming down there. I'm coming down there.
Okay, we got the crabs and the potatoes and corn and sweet potatoes, asparagus, along with some good old leg quarters.
Ruffins and his mobile barbecue grill appear in Sunday's pilot episode. He's a co-founder of the Rebirth Brass Band and plays himself, as do other local musicians. This is one of the oldest African-American neighborhoods in the U.S., populated in part by refugees of the Haitian Revolution.
This little road takes us straight to Congo Square.
That's the plaza where slaves once gathered on Sundays to eat, play drums, and dance.
Congo Square is a heartbeat of America, as far as I'm concerned, because this is where our only true art form was invented, jazz. I mean, it took those European instruments and mixed it with the African culture, and there it was, jazz. It's crazy.
Ruffin says he feels rooted when he plays his trumpet here. He hopes the HBO series will spark a jazz revival. Lolis Eric Eli is one of the local writers working on Tremé. He says it's significant that the show features a neighborhood long neglected by the city's elite.
They don't invest in it. They don't take it seriously. They don't respect it. To have people like David Simon and Eric Overmyer come here and go to the heart of a community that is emblematically black and is also, in local terms, often considered an area of high crime and high blight, is a hell of a statement about what is really important about New Orleans.
Some New Orleanians are concerned about how the city will come off in Tremé, in part because there have been so many bad portrayals of New Orleans. Others have grown weary of the TV crews and traffic disruptions, but mostly locals are thronging to be a part of the production.
Hollywood South, how you doing?
Hollywood South, that's all right, right here.
What all
Happy
you
Bullets.
Karen Kaia Livers is signing up extras at Bullets, a bar where Kermit Ruffins plays on Tuesday nights.
Why not work in the place that you hang out every Tuesday?
Barbara Trevine signs up. She's excited about the show.
It's a good thing for New Orleans. For Louisiana. It's employing people that's talking about the culture here. For all of the food, everything. It's bringing New Orleans to the world.
Some locals have recurring parts, including Phyllis Montana LeBlanc, who gained notoriety for her profane observations in Spike Lee's documentary When the Levees Broke. In Tremé, she plays Desiree, the girlfriend of New Orleans native Wendell Pierce's character, trombone player Antoine Batiste.
It's easy. The lines that I'm reading, the episodes that I'm doing, it's like stuff that I might say to my husband every other day or so. My boyfriend is a musician, so I'm giving him hell. So I'm Phyllis. I'm Desiree, but I'm Phyllis.
We got bills to pay.
I'm trying, baby. What can I say, Desiree? I got a job.
Difference between a gig and a job, Antoine. You got to get a job.
I got a job. I'm with Kermit.
That's a gig. Once a week, and it don't pay enough.
Another character is loosely based on New Orleans chef Susan Spicer of Biona.
She is younger, prettier, and a little saltier than me.
Jeanette Desautel is trying to reopen her restaurant after the storm. Both food and staff are hard to come by.
Where is everyone?
Pedro's running late.
Wardell?
Irene's. 10 an hour.
Dishwashing? Damn, things are out of whack.
One of the first things that I did when I went on the set the first time was the sous chef was chopping vegetables, and he was going, you know, really loud and, like, banging in the knife. And I was like, oh, no, you would not, you know, last 30 seconds in my kitchen with that racket.
Spicer believes Tremé highlights an underappreciated side of New Orleans.
Street musicians and the, you know, just the people that make up this very, very interesting cultural mix, you know, and it's so much a part of what we were afraid of losing after Katrina.
Kermit Ruffins thinks that spotlight will be revealing.
Storm brought a lot of bad and a lot of good. Took the mask off of everything. Everybody could see what the city was for, and who was running it, and the corruption and the good. The reefer smoking musicians are so good. The politicians are so bad. They was telling us we were bad.
Ruffins hopes Tremé will show the rest of the country what the truth really is. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
And my baby, we're all going crazy, bug jumping and having fun. Down in the chair, it's me and my.